The 10-Minute Sketch Show, featuring 10 minutes of sketches. Episode 3, Twofold Three-Year-Old.
We need to talk.
Who said that?
Me.
Who's talking?
Me.
Who's me?
Me, your lucky knickers.
Oh, right. Well, I don't need you right now.
Well, that's exactly what we need to talk about.
What?
As your lucky knickers, I resent the way you treat me.
What are you talking about?
You're only ever interested in me when you want sex. Then once you get it, you toss me aside. Or more precisely, you toss me aside just before you get it. Except that one time in the taxi with Darren when you didn't bother. That wasn't a night to remember, I can tell you.
Well, what do you want me to do about it? You're my lucky knickers. That's what you're for.
Well, treat me with some respect. I don't know, maybe once in a while we could go out for a nice meal.
I'm not sitting in a restaurant opposite a pair of my pants.
Oh, you're ashamed to be seen in public with me, is that it?
Yes, that's exactly it. You're a lacy pair of knickers. Nothing more. I don't owe you anything.
Fine, well, at least we know where things stand then.
Oh, you're impossible.
Oh, you sprout.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Welcome back to Anti-Cap FM, the only anti-capitalist radio station broadcasting throughout the world. So, John, this new Believe bar, you know, the new Mars bar branding?
Oh, well, you know what I say? If you buy a Mars bar, you're murdering an African because...
I truly believe that.
You see a Mars bar, what is it? It's chocolate, it's chocolate and mallow. But I think what we all know is that really it's the blood of slaves and money, and it's terrible. I mean, it's like mashed up money and made brown by the mud from rivers run dry in Indonesia. I think we've known that for some time now. I'm an anti-capitalist. I live a healthy anti-capitalist lifestyle in a capitalist country. Some people say, how does that work? Well, I say to them, oh, how's your Nescafe coffee? Or how's your Nescafe coffee? And they'll look at me and they won't know. They won't know that they're eating the grounds of sin. And Nescafe, it's been clearly documented, they drown babies in mother's milk.
Yeah, we got an email in here, John. I think you might want to answer this criticism.
Right.
It says, dear Anti-Cap FM, like that's some sort of bad moniker.
What are we now? What are we? We're not a movement anymore. We're a company now. Yeah. Bad Cap FM, as if we've got. Oh.
It says some waffle and poly tits about nonsense, and then it asks, how can you be an anti-capitalist in the hub and center of the capitalist world, London, the banking central of the world?
Well, what naivety there. I think you'll find that comes from someone who eats at McDonald's.
Yes.
And I think you'll find I don't eat McDonald's.
You like Burger King, don't you?
Well, no, because that's bad. Burger King's bad. I don't eat at McDonald's or Burger King. But you can find, if you look
you
quite...
You said you like Whoppers.
And here's the thing. Only if it's been discarded by... a hungry child who is now full.
What if they gave that to a tramp? Would you still eat the Whopper? I'm confused now.
Well, no money can change hands.
No, that's very important.
And that is key. This email.
There he is, that little tinker. Mummy see Danny. Danny see mummy. He's a good little boy, isn't he? Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Has Danny done a poo? Has Danny done a poo?
Mum, I'm on the toilet.
Is Danny on the toilet? Is he? Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Mum, I'm 25.
Don't talk back.
Tony Blyers.
Tony B. Liar, because he is B. B's. Is a liar.
B dot liar.
B.
I mean, if you don't get it, you can look at the website.
Well, if you don't
website,
get it, you don't get it.
/beliar.
I'd hasten to say, Alan, that if you don't get it, get out of your money coins,
yeah,
your coin
yeah.
bin. Get stop swimming around in your coin like Scrooge McDuck. And you know, what really annoys me is we can only get this message further than the listeners of the Anti-Cap FM. What should we call
demographic,
it?
Demographic. I think the man would call it.
Well, yeah, well, if he stopped choking on his £5 notes and keeping people without charge in Guan.
Guangos?
Cuba.
Cuba.
If he's keeping in Cuba. Oh, what are you evil money man.
Good cigars.
But so if we could, very nice, yeah, if you can get hold of them.
Yeah.
If we could somehow get the message out to...
Well, if I could pick you up there, John, and we've got another email here. Right. This is from Hedge Traffic. So hi, Hedge Traffic. Big
hi,
up
Hedge
to
Traffic.
You, as we say.
Great name.
It says here, John, maybe you can help me with this. How can we get our anti-capitalist, anti-global message across to a wider audience?
Well, that's a great point. Good to see. Obviously, I can read from that someone's given him a pound and he's thrown it right back at him, caught him in the jaw. What I like to see from you, Hedge Traffic, maybe come up with a logo.
A good logo, one that sticks in the mind, one that can be placed everywhere that you see it. You could put it on the side of buildings, for instance.
You could get Banksy to do it.
How about a tick and a kind of a punchy thing on a tick and just do it?
I seem to have so much more time on my hands now.
Yeah, I can imagine. It must be great.
Yes, the garden is looking much better, certainly.
And Gerald is ever so much more adventurous since he took early retirement.
Yes.
I mean, just before you arrived, he rogered me. Right here on the dinner table. We didn't even have time to replace the cutlery.
Anti-Cap FM.
Now, I'm starting to think this is sounding a little bit expensive. You've got an office, you need to run the office, and you can't afford to pay people what they rightly deserve to just live.
But, Alan, I think what you're missing is that when people know they're doing it for the cause, they're going to work for less.
They're going to work for less money.
They're going to work for less money, but they're going to work for more charity.
Right. But also, we want to help people help themselves. So why don't we, I don't know, go across to Guam and kind of get the people themselves to do the work.
Well, what a great idea. And if you're listening to this, listeners, if you want to set up your own small anti-capitalist, won't call it a business, if you want to set up your own small movements for anti-capitalism, go into these countries where the problem is and say, look, guys, money corrupts. So that's exactly why we're going to give you less money. Basically, give them as little trappings of the Western world as possible, because we don't want to infect them with Tony Blair's eyes. We don't want to infect them with George Bush's glib lips. What we want to do is give them minimum standard equipment so that they're using traditional skills.
Exactly. But what I'm asking myself now, John, is what if the man, for instance, tries to subvert our message, tell us we're wrong?
Oh, if the man comes to your small movement, not business, in Guam and says you're evil, you got to chuck it right back at him. Look to our leaders. Look to Michael Moore. Write a book. Put a beef burger on the front and put a death's head on it, or a skeleton, or a poisonous sign, or a dollar being rammed down the throat of an Indian. And I think, regardless of what you put in between, in the middle bits, what the pages. Well, remember, you put on the pages, the pay jizz, the semen of money, the pay jizz, ignore that. We're talking about the front cover.
If the man comes knocking at your door and saying, you can't say this about McDonald's, you can't say McDonald's is made out of Ethiopians, you can't say it, then you're going to have to say, well, I defend my right to say that.
Yeah, throw a book in his face.
Throw a book in his face, and then maybe get your solicitors onto them.
And I tell you what, when you throw that book in his face, just watch the pound and dollar tears fall from his cheeks. You'll see money oozing out of that man's face. The blood, it's not his blood, it's the blood of poor people who've been made to work with minimal equipment for no money so that he can sit on his chair doodling.
Get your product to a new audience. Advertise on
Anti-Cap FM.
The 10-minute sketch show was written and performed by Simon Dunn, Izzy Lawrence, Gaz Mackin, and John Robbins. The sound engineer was Ian James.
This was an In the Pipeline production for Resonance FM.
You'll not call me Matthew.